You're listening to On the Vine, a podcast about Ivy League basketball, brought to you by IvyHoopsOnline.com.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to On the Vine, a podcast about Ivy League basketball, brought to you by IvyHoopsOnline.com. I'm your host, Peter Andrews. Special edition for you today in the Ivy League offseason. We are excited to have on the show Jim Engels, the new head coach of Columbia Men's Basketball. He's replacing Kyle Smith. Coach Engels graciously took some time out of his day today to chat with me about the Columbia Lions, the team that he is now in charge of. We'll get to that in 1 second. I want to thank Sam Tidings and Miles Johnson, who are two other IHO writers who cover the Lions. They helped me think through some of the questions for this interview. And credit should go where credit is due. So many thanks to Sam and Mike. And thanks to the people in Columbia Athletics Communications who helped set this up. It's much appreciated. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome to the show Jim Engels, who takes over at Columbia after 8 years as a head coach at NJIT. Before that, 5 years as an assistant with the Lions. Coach, welcome back to Columbia.
Thank you so much. It's really exciting to be back. It's been an unbelievable couple of weeks here.
I'm sure it has. Let me start with a sort of lighthearted question. You come back on campus for the first time, take the head coaching job. What's the first place you went to get food in Morningside Heights?
I went to the AmCaf, the Amsterdam Cafe. Okay. And then I was disappointed to realize that it had been closed. It had closed down. Probably, I heard it closed down about a month ago, so I missed the AmCaf. So I kept walking down the street, and then I went to Serafina. I got a nice little pizza. That's the one great thing about being in Columbia. There is tremendous places to eat, so I was very excited to be back.
Well, I'm glad to say the neighborhood hadn't changed too much since you've been gone. So what is the difference that you've seen when you left Columbia in 2008 and you're back now? What is the difference that you've seen?
I just think there's a difference. I think the culture of the athletic department has changed dramatically. When I left 8 years ago, you know, obviously having someone with Al Bagnoli's resume and his championships that he brings to the football program, and then hiring Megan Griffith, who's, I remember when I was here, she was playing. So I remember her actually watching her play and her enthusiasm, her passion for the game. So I just think there's been some great changes to the athletic department and seeing what Kyle did with the program. Obviously there's an expectation now to win here, which wasn't here in the past. And I think it's a great time to get back involved with the program because it's in a situation where it can take another level, get to another level.
And so part of that is when you left, you had never been a head coach before. You take the head coach job at NJIT, 8 years there. Can you tell me one or two things you learned as a head coach that you didn't know when you were an assistant?
That there are so many different ways to get things done. I think sometimes as an assistant coach, you're very focused on just parts of your job, which would be maybe positions with dealing with positions and players. You know, maybe dealing with half court action, meaning you're only dealing with offense or defense. The recruiting is very you're very focused on a set number of recruits rather than the whole recruiting class. So, and then from a strategy standpoint, there's as you watch and you see all different. As a head coach, you find that sometimes your ideas aren't exactly perfect for the team that you're working with. So there's. You're able to find ways to be creative with the guys you're working with and find ways to be creative to get things done. And I think that really opened my eyes when I moved from being an assistant coach at Columbia to the head coach at NJIT, because there's so many different ways to get to where you need to go.
So a couple broader questions about your sort of head coaching philosophy. Some of us have kicked around the non-conference scheduling question, which Kyle Smith had a lot of big challenge games, Michigan State, Villanova, Kentucky. I know that Michigan probably never wants to hear from you again. Are we going to see that same sort of scheduling? What's your philosophy on non-conference scheduling?
I think when I was at NJIT, we would play four guaranteed games or four up games. because I think the guys like playing those games. I think we all want to be competitive against the best, and they see a lot of those guys play on TV. Plus, they've played a lot. I mean, these guys play against everybody in the summertime, so they know a lot of these guys. Like when we played Kentucky, Isaiah Briscoe is from Newark, and most of the guys on the team literally played against him in high school or knew him personally. So I think when you play games like that, there's an extra motivation factor. Obviously, you're on a national stage, and it's great to get to that point because, you know, when we played Michigan and then you win a game like that, you can see how much it can do for the program. You know, we played St. John's this year. We played South Florida, and we were able to win those games. So it gives the guys a special confidence and an extra confidence when you get to the teams that are actually in your league or on your level, and because you know that you can compete against anybody. So I really have the same idea or the same focus of what we would do here that I had at NJIT. I mean, we'll play some big-time games, and then because of our New York metropolitan area, we're going to play a lot of local schools because there's so many local schools to play, and we'll try to look for natural rivalries and just try to make the schedule fit the team and go forward from there.
I saw someone in the New York Post, I forget who, kick around the idea of a Manhattan Four or something like that, playing St. John's, Fordham, Columbia, and one other school off the top of my head that I'm forgetting. How do you see that local rivalry shaping up?
I think it's a wonderful idea. You know, obviously, when you look at what goes on down in Philly with the Big Five, and it's hard, though, when you play it, to put together something like that, guys got to give up home games, people want to play at home. There's a lot of different things that have to go into that. But it's a great idea. I mean, we certainly, because of the different, the amount of schools that are sort of within an hour of our university, there's so many different things that we can do. And if something like that was going to, if they really were serious about doing something like that, we would certainly be interested in joining. So I think anytime you can get together and have a situation where you can get local rivalries together, it's just for a real good fan environment, and that obviously gets the players pumped up. So it would be definitely something I'd be interested in.
Let's talk a little bit about on the court. Columbia fans, a very anxious bunch in my experience. I want to know what the Lions are going to look like next year. Let's start very broadly. What is your offensive and defensive philosophy? What do you think this team's going to look like on a broad picture next year?
Right now, the way we played and the way I've sort of been comfortable with is it's pretty similar to what they were doing here over the last few years with what Kyle had put in place with his team. We're gonna take a lot of threes. We will play pretty fast. I mean, we really focus on sharing the basketball. We're a pretty good assist level team where we assist on a lot of our baskets. So we do share the ball, and we try to play as unselfishly as possible. It's a perimeter-oriented type team where rather than being a power-type offense, it's more of a perimeter-type offense where everybody needs to be able to pass, dribble, shoot, and be guardable in different positions. Multi-dimensional type kids where you can take advantage of matchups because maybe a guy's a little bit more of a perimeter player and a big guy's guarding him, which I think Kyle did a great job of. And then defensively, a lot of man-to-man. It's really been our focal point when I was at NJIT, just focusing on man-to-man concepts, matchups in regards to defense, obviously rebounding, transition, all the real basic stuff, pack line type defensive principles and concepts. I think as I get to know this team personally and work with them, there will be other things that I may see that this team is good at. But until I have a chance to really get on the court with them, I sort of envision that being how I want to do this, but some things could change and we could tweak some things to take advantage of some certain individuals or personnel.
So you did have a chance to see this Columbia team a couple times last year, both in the regular season and the CIT. I'm sure the CIT semifinal, hate to bring that up, but it was good memory for Columbia folks.
Right.
How do you replace a guy like Mauto Lowe? Just having watched what he's brought to this team, how do you replace this senior class?
It's going to be hard. I mean, those guys were such a focal point for what Columbia has accomplished over the last 4 years. And when you have not only what they did on the court, but the leadership they in meeting these guys and being around these guys for the last couple of weeks and seeing them play for twice and seeing them play on tape, they were very dominant in what they did. They had a big role not only during the games but in practice and on campus. So when you are trying to replace not only good players but very good leaders, there's going to be a void that has to be filled by the returning guys. But I think a lot of the things that they did to get the program where it is today, are there's an expectation now within the roster that they can, they've seen it done and they know it can be done. So they've really taught well. They've left a legacy for these guys, for the school, and I'm certainly hoping that we can sort of continue that.
Now, I know that the recruiting class hasn't been announced. That'll be announced, you know, in the next month or so. Is there anything you could tell us broadly about the incoming class? Have you brought anyone from NJIT? Are we keeping Coach Smith's recruits? Where are you at in the recruiting process for this year?
Unfortunately, when I got the job, the admissions deadline had passed, so they had already sent out their acceptance letters, so I was told that we can't bring any more first-year kids in. We're definitely talking some transfers. There could be one or two transfers that we could go down the road with. So I'm really relying on the kids that Kyle and his staff had recruited to come in here. And they are all right now committed and will be attending next year. So we've just got to get them implemented into the returning roster. And, I know Kyle did a very good job, so I'm pretty sure that they're pretty good players.
And you mentioned staff. I was reported the other day, Jesse Agle will be joining you. Anything else you could share about how your staff is shaping up?
Yeah, Jesse came along. He was with, obviously, he was a former head coach at Brown. He was at Vermont for a number of years. He was with me for the last 3 years at NJIT. So he'll come along with me. I think he's a great resource because he understands the Ivy League. He understands the Ivy League as a head coach, you know, from that perspective. And he's a very good basketball coach and recruiter, so I'm really happy to have him on board with me. Jared Check was a former ops guy for me at NJIT, and last year he worked for the Hoop Group and as the director of their basketball operations, so was able to really get the camps running. He'll come on board as a volunteer, and then I have a couple other guys in mind for the other two spots. We're just sort of working some things out, but I think I'm going to have a really good staff, and I'm excited about the staff that I'm going to be able to put together here.
So you're coming in at a time of change in the Ivy League for a couple reasons. The biggest is the conference tournament. I want to ask you about that in a second. But from a broader level, how has the Ivy League changed since you left Columbia 8 years ago?
It's really become it's just been a stronger conference. Obviously, when I was here, Tommy Amaker wasn't here, so Harvard was just about to go through that transformation with Tommy, and they've set the standard pretty high now since he's been there. So Harvard has become a major player in this. You have Yale, and James has done a great job. I mean, there's some really good coaches in the league. I think the players have improved. I think the rosters have improved. It was always a good league, but now I think it's a deeper league. And obviously, with a couple of coaching changes now, they're going to take place that. With guys that will inherit good rosters coming back, so it's just a stronger basketball conference to really be, to be direct. And I think it has a bright future. It has even a better future now because you have that Ivy League tournament to play for, which a lot of times I don't know if it held us back with recruiting, but always in the back of the mind, it was something that maybe that guys would think of if they were choosing between different schools. And the other thing it does is it keeps the guys motivated through the whole course of the season now. So I think the play during the season will actually be higher because every game now means something all the way towards the last weekend. So I think that you'll see the level of play even improve from where it is now. So it's an exciting time to get back involved here because you're really entering a really legit mid-major conference.
Yeah, exactly. And let's talk about this tournament for 1 second. We've talked a little bit on the podcast. Harvard gets Siani Chambers back. They have a top 20 recruiting class or something like that. Yale coming off great showing in the tournament. Princeton returns their entire roster. So it seems like there might be one spot up for grabs in the conference tournament. What is your goal for the team this year? Do you think that on March 11th next year, we'll be talking about Columbia playing at the Palestra?
That's certainly our goal. We do have a new team. Obviously, there's a change over here, so there's a new staff, and we just have to get acclimated with each other. But that's certainly going to be something we talk about. And I think that's an achievable goal for us, and I think that's an achievable goal for everybody. So that's something we will focus on as we go through the season. It's going to be exciting for the guys because there is a true March Madness feel now for the Ivy League, where in the past there really wasn't that opportunity. So now these guys have something to shoot for, and when you get to those last two games, anything can happen. I think it's great for the league in a lot of different ways because of that, and gives the league access to the NIT, a guaranteed NIT berth right now if you have a different representative. And I just think it makes the overall level of – it really can raise the level of play in the league.
So on a personal level, you talked in your press conference about bringing your family back to Morningside Heights, about your wife's cheering at the games. What does it mean to you as a personal level to become the head coach of Columbia?
It really means a lot. When I was here, Columbia literally has opened up so many opportunities for me during my career. You know, I went from Rider University to Columbia when I came on with Joe. We inherited a team that was 2-25 and 0-14, and everybody's like, why would you go there? You know, Penn and Princeton win the league every year. You know, Columbia's number one. For me, it was like, no, that's where I want to go. I always wanted to be in the Ivy League. The Ivy League hopefully can open up some opportunities for me to be a head coach, and it's an experience for me that I've always sort of looked at that I want to have. So, you know, I made the jump when I was an assistant, and those 5 years being here at Columbia, meeting the people that surround the program, the administrators, the people on campus, having Columbia on my resume literally helped me get the job at NJIT. So being connected to Columbia in so many ways and not even being a student here, just being a coach, has opened up a world of opportunity for myself. And from a family standpoint, you know, we lived in the same house. I've had four different job opportunities. I've worked at Rider, Columbia, NJIT, and back to Columbia. We've lived in the same house. My daughters have grown up with the same friends, and the family's been around, and there's been no adjustment for them. So my wife certainly understands the opportunities that Columbia can open up for our family as well, because it was a great situation the first time. So it's just we're all very excited. My daughters are wearing their Columbia shirts all over the place, so it's almost like they're students at Columbia right now. So it's really been a lot of fun.
All right, let me ask you one final question. So I started at Columbia as a student in 2010, at the very first year that Kyle Smith took over. And watching this team over the last 5 years, and then from afar this last year, every year the growth and excitement, every year the fans coming out in droves, year over year, culminating in the CIT final. I think there are some people who would have said that you couldn't see that sort of excitement at a Columbia sporting event. What would you say to those fans who have become so invested in this team? Just what would you say to them about getting excited for the 2016-17 edition of the Lions?
I think I understand. Like, I think I'm coming in here understanding how important athletics are to these alums and to the people surrounding the program, and obviously the kids and the parents who've invested in committed to seeing the program, being involved in the program. So I think I understand the mission of what the school is trying to accomplish, and I certainly know how happy. I watched the championship game on TV, and I saw how the crowd reacted, and I saw the gym packed, and those are moments for these people, because they want to see those moments. They want to win a championship. That's exactly how I envision this. That's what I want to do. I really want to win for all those people who've been with Columbia for such a long time and have been fans, who've been fans through the good times and the bad times. And, you know, I think that's our goal. That's our mission, to make sure that we obviously understand we want to win for ourselves and we want to do the right things for ourselves, but I think we also understand the commitment level that we have to the people surrounding the program. So we're definitely going to do our best to do what we're supposed to do and make sure that we put a team on the court that will hopefully continue the progress that they've shown. And I think the next step is, after they've won a CIT championship, is to use that success they had and continue it, and hopefully we can grow off it. So I'm excited to see what the future holds for us.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for coming on the Vine. You're actually our first coach ever to appear on the show. So thanks so much for taking the time out. I'm sure it's a busy transition for you, and good luck to you in building the Columbia Lions basketball program.
I appreciate it. Hopefully I didn't set the standard too high for the next coaches as they follow me. So,
thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
So again, thank you very much to Coach Jim Engels for coming on the program. As always, you can find all our stuff at ivyhoopsonline.com. Hope you're all enjoying the long, long off season, and we will be back with you again, well, who knows when, but probably by November we'll be back with you. I'm Peter Andrews. Thanks for listening, and have a good night.